Well, Simon, how's that dressing room? Your players are giving it everything, haven't they?
Well, they are very tired, and they'll be disappointed in the result that we've ended up. But ultimately, we've said to them they can be very proud and pleased of how they've done tonight, because I think they showed a lot of character. They worked extremely hard, showed all the things that we asked them to do after the weekend's second half performance. So pleased with them, disappointed that we've gone out, because we'd like to go on through to the next round. But if you're going to lose a game and respond after a disappointing performance, that was the way to do it tonight.
It'll take some recovering from that, won't it?
Yeah, well, game on Saturday now. It's going to be sort of a recovery few days and rest them up, because they've put a hell of a shift in there, them players. I think every one of them that came on worked hard. We had to do, because you have to match the energy of Bournemouth, who've got some good players there. You see what they do. They pass the ball, they run forward, they've got some quick players. And you have to cover every inch of the ground to try and nullify any attempts for them to try and win the game. So we were pleased, obviously disappointed, but it's one of them things that they've responded in the right manner, which I expected and did get.
You got more out of your players second half in the match, didn't you?
Yeah, I think first half you've got to give credit to them. They started very well. They zipped it around. They played 1-2s. They tried to play forward and have runners with energy about them. And we did okay without being really effective. But I think maybe the players obviously just give them maybe a little bit too much respect possibly as well. But you do give credit to Bournemouth, because that team, I think if that went out into the Championship, would be in the top six regardless of the other ones that they've left at home as well. So we upped it, we got in amongst them, we played with a tempo, we got on the front foot just a little bit more and showed a little bit more quality and showed a lot of good character that we came from behind. They scored, we equalised again, and we kept going right to that bitter end.
Is it fair to say they're not going to come up Bournemouth against a striker like Hugill most weeks in the Premier League, Simon? That he came on and he messed them about as soon as he came on, didn't he?
Well, that's what Jordan does, doesn't he? But we did play some decent stuff as well. I know where you're coming from. That's what he gives you. He had a stop start probably a year or so with us now. I did say when he went on, I says it's about you do owe us, because he let us down at MK Dons, and he did. He was a handful. Great to get his goal. Constant threat, put himself about, but there's a lot of other good individual performances. People like Alan Brown, Bailey Wright, and Will Keane again showed good performances, and it's nice to see them players sort of play to the capabilities, but also the ones who played at the weekend that took on board what we said Sunday, Monday, and before the game tonight what we needed to do, and they've responded in a real positive manner as well.
Is all that's missing from Will Keane's game at the moment, Simon, is some goals to come back at it?
I would think so. I think one's gone in the box second half, I think it was, and it was chest height. If it's a couple of foot higher, he heads it in. If it's lower, he side foots it in. Unfortunately, it's on his chest and he's tried to take it down, and I think the lad nipped it in. But he's got great talent. He's got good feet. He's a willing lad, and we're delighted to have him here. We've got some good options. When you look at what we had out of the team tonight, through being cup-tied and suspended, Garner and Doyle, Gallagher out injured as well. So and the lads, obviously, the changes that we made, it bodes well, hopefully, for the future that we've got that competition for places.
Yeah, your selection for the weekend is going to give you a bit of food for thought now, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly what I want. I didn't want an opportunity where the team is easy to pick, because people haven't given me problems. You've seen Brown and come into the team, and well, he played the weekend, but put on a performance again. So it was great to see that effort that we put in tonight. The players can be disappointed, as I said, about losing the game, but they're giving me a food for thought for the weekend on what system we play, who we play in certain areas, and hopefully we can build off tonight's performance.
I know you had them in Sunday, you had them in Monday. Have you had the reaction from them, not just in the match tonight, but in the training ground the couple of days before that you fully expected after Saturday?
Yeah. Look, a lot can be made of getting players in on a Sunday, but we don't come in that much on Sundays when we've got game Tuesday, but we did feel that it's an opportunity to kill two birds with one stone, that we have a recovery session after a trip back from London, but also it was an opportunity to probably just nail down a couple of things that we were disappointed with and show the players and talk things through about, and rather than waiting till a Monday. So it wasn't a crisis meeting or anything like that on Sunday. It was an opportunity to get together to have a few chats about what we needed to do, both management and staff. And these things happen every week within football clubs and training grounds. So we did what we did. But there was Monday morning, there was a confident air about the training ground. And again, you've seen a performance tonight.
No Huntington tonight?
No, he was he just tweaked his hamstring again on yesterday in training. So whether he's fit for the weekend, we'll see. It's the one that he had a bit of trouble with just going into the previous game. I think it was a derby game. So, but Bailey Wright stepped in, and I thought Bailey was outstanding tonight and responded by not being in the team at the weekend by putting in a fantastic performance.
And it won't have escaped your attention. There was a bit of moaning and groaning from the fans at the weekend when you lose the game, Simon, but they were on their feet applauding your players off tonight.
I thought you were mentioning the referee. More than groaning by him. It's a manager. You lose matches, you get stick. Regardless, everybody thinks you do a better job than you're actually doing. You just get on with it and try to do the best that you can. But we've had a real successful place at this football club. Nobody said that the championship's going to be easy. But we certainly got a group of honest lads who, well, maybe at times lack a little bit of quality, but for more times than not, they'll give everything. And we've seen tonight they've put on a performance for them.